This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. While much of last week's discussions during a visit by U.S. Trade Representative's top ag negotiator Greg Dowd focused on trade and exports, it's no surprise much of those talks had to do with China meeting its obligations for U.S. ag purchases under the Phase 1 trade agreement. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says from all he heard, it sounds promising.
And I think we're already on track to come really close to that target in this year for the first half of that agreement, where they'll be purchasing record amounts of different products from the United States.
And while that should help, Newhouse says, only time will tell for sure.
Is it an easy thing? It's absolutely not. You know, China is truly a challenging partner to negotiate with. But I came away after my discussions with Ambassador Dowd with a lot of optimism about the future. And if we continue to just keep working with them, keep applying the pressure, working in good faith with them, that we'll be able to improve our ability to market many of our crops to China. It's a huge market for us and a lot of potential there.
Newhouse says a lot of work continues to be done on our behalf through the U.S. Trade Representative's office, but a lot of work has already been done, and he's very optimistic about the China trade deal, particularly the Phase 1 agreement.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.